Let's read the text.
So we're reading from a compilation of excerpts on the topic of work within reason and above reason, quote number 17 from Rabash 1, the meaning of truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the supervisor, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And as for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. Although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I'm satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree. This gives us two things. One, with respect to the truth, one sees his true state, then he has room for prayer, and then he has a room for deficiency. At that time, he can pray that the Creator will complement his deficiency, and then he can rise by the degrees of holiness. Two, the path of faith, which is wholeness. From here, he can give praise and gratitude to the Creator, and then he can be in joy.
Quote number 18, this is from Shamati 40, Faith in the Rav, what is the measure? One should depict to oneself as if one has already been rewarded with whole faith in the Creator, and already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the world, the whole world, in the form of good that does good, meaning that the whole world receives only good from him. Yet, when one looks at oneself, he sees that he is poor and indigent. In addition, when he observes the world, he sees that the entire world is tormented, each according to his degree. One should say to that, they have eyes and see not. It means that as long as one is in multiple authorities, called they do not see the truth. What are the multiple authorities? As long as one has two desires, even though one believes that the entire world belongs to the Creator, but something belongs to man too. In fact, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator, and say that one does not want to live for oneself. And the only reason that one does want to exist is in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Thus, by that one annuls one's own authority completely, and then one is found in the single authority, being the authority of the Creator. Only then can one see the truth, how the Creator leads the world by the quality of benevolence. But as long as one is in multiple authorities, meaning when he still has two desires in both mind and heart, one is unable to see the truth. Instead, one must go above reason and say, they have eyes and they do not see the truth.